This is VOA News. I'm David Berg. President Donald Trump says that Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan told him a ceasefire agreed to on Thursday is standing, even amid reports the fighting between Turkish and Syrian Kurdish forces has not actually ended. We get more from AP's Sagar Meghani at the White House.
There was some sniper fire this morning. There was mortar fire.
But the president says Turkey told him it was eliminated quickly. And in his words, the ceasefire or pause or whatever you want to call it is holding. At the Pentagon, Defense Chief Mark Esper says American troops continue pulling out of northern Syria.
No U.S. ground forces will participate in the enforcement of the safe zone.
Meantime, the president says some European nations are now willing to take Islamic State prisoners from Syria, though he gave no details. He also raised some eyebrows with this statement.
We've taken control of the oil in the Middle East.
That seems disconnected to any known developments in the region, and officials here did not immediately explain just what the president meant. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is battling to persuade lawmakers to back a Brexit withdrawal agreement he signed with the European Union. As AP's Charles de Ledesma reports, that comes ahead of a special session in the British Parliament scheduled for Saturday.
Johnson now needs to secure enough support to get the new EU divorce deal through the fractious British Parliament in a special sitting on Saturday, and it's expected to be a knife-edge vote. The Conservative Party doesn't have a majority in the 650-seat House of Commons, so Johnson will have to rely on support from other parties and independent lawmakers to get over the line. But one former ally, the DUP, says the deal is bad for Northern Ireland. The group's lawmakers are not expected to support it. Charles de Ledesma, London.
For more, visit voanews.com. This